Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light.
Hey, move it, pal!
From now on,
you don't got
our troubles
here.
Will be ours.
Get your license out of a cereal box. Get off the road.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Christ shopped for your sins.
The Yuletide gay.
Your mother is not getting the $400 ring.
But she'll love it.
No.
It's perfect for her.
So my ma gets the $10 box of chocolates and yours gets the $4 ring? Yeah, sounds fair.
We'll get her something nice for her birthday.
We are not going to spend $1,000 on gifts.
Fine. I'll buy it myself.
Not with my money.
It's not your money.
Ho, ho, fucking ho!
Through the years, we all will be together.
Spare change! Spare change!
Sorry, man.
Spare change!
We'll have some
spare change! Spare change for Christmas dinner!
Get a job, you bum!
So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Mind if I cut in front of you? I just have a couple of items.
But the sign said that it was on sale.
I'm sorry, sir.
It said it clearly.
It's not coming up.
Do you want me to show you?
It was a mistake, sir. I'm sorry.
But the sign said...
I can't give you a discount on that item, sir.
All right, I want to speak to the manager.
But I want Harry Potter!
We'll get that for your birthday, okay, sweetie?
I want Harry Potter! Stop it right now! Shut up, you goddamn brat! I hate you! I wish you'd never been born!
A merry little Christmas now.
Brought to you by the Hare Krishnas.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Well, here we are at the last Sudden Radio project for the year. Strap in, everybody. Here we go. Many winged creatures who inhabit our planet Earth. They reside in jungles, swamps, deserts, mountains, the seven seas, and the frozen wastes. But there is only one that is indigenous to the most grandiose granite sculpture in the United States. For our tale begins at Mount Rushmore National Memorial. Our protagonist, the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus. It is October. The tourist season fades as autumn stalks the high plains, and the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus chicks that hatched the previous spring are on the threshold of adulthood. Slowly and cautiously, they emerge from the cracks, crevices, crags, nostrils, earlobes, and eye sockets of Mount Rushmore. They climb carefully to the nearest outcropping and each in turn spreads its wings and takes his or her first perilous leap into the void. And each plummets hopelessly to the ground. For the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus is a flightless bird. These post-adolescent avians have just learned the lesson that all living beings receive sooner or later, which is that God likes to fuck with you. Dazed but unhurt, though painfully aware of its earthbound state, the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus embarks on its inaugural journey to the winter breeding grounds on foot. One would expect the flock to head south, but instead they trudge north. No one knows why they do. Perhaps a warmer locale is simply too far to walk. Perhaps it is from habit formed when the planet's climate was more temperate. Or perhaps the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus is just stupid. So northward they go, through the grasslands and woods of the Dakotas. Curiously, the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus has no natural enemies. It is unknown exactly why this is, though biologists speculate that the bird's flavor is so foul as to deter even the most desperate of predators. Thus, the first leg of the flock's journey passes without incident, until... until they arrive at unfamiliar terrain. This is Interstate 90. The birds will pause in consternation at the highway's edge when first confronted with this obstacle. Sooner or later, however, one brave individual will attempt to cross.
Get out of the road, you stupid duck!
Then another will cross. Then another. And then another. Once the flock has reached safety, they will again pause, and then, one by one, they will cross back. This ritual will be repeated as many as half a dozen times. Back and forth. Back and forth.
Get out of the road, you stupid duck!
No one knows why they do it. Perhaps it is longing for excitement in an otherwise uneventful existence. Perhaps it is nature's way of thinning the herd. Or perhaps the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus is simply insane. Despite the odds, however, most will survive, a few will suffer injuries, and some will just simply fade away. After another half-day's walk, the flock arrives at their breeding grounds, and almost immediately, the search for a mate begins. The male Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus sings a tune, or, more specifically, it snorts a tune through the nostrils on its beak. The female responds. And they sing. Once the couple have completed their song of love, they mate. And mate. And mate. And some more. Until finally, 150 hours later, the male Rushmorean red speckled gossamer platypus achieves climax.
Oh, I got a feeling!
Then he dies. What transpires afterward is one of the most remarkable phenomena ever observed in the natural world. The newly widowed female emits a blood-curdling cry. Is it a cry of rage, mourning, futility? We may never know. She then tears into the corpse of her former lover with a terrifying ferocity, rapidly transforming what moments before was a living, breathing being into a bloody mass of feathers, bones, and bird flesh. This may appear at first to be an act of spite, which it could be. However, it serves a vital purpose. The father's body is made into a nest for the female to lay her egg. She will sustain herself through the cold winter months by feeding on the meat of the deceased male until spring, when the new mothers and their eggs will begin their return journey to Mount Rushmore. The incubation period of a Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus is one of the longest known. Even by spring, the chick is not yet ready to hatch. The mothers, however, are anxious to be on their way. Each one will arise from her nest and tear an opening on one side of it. She then gives the egg a gentle but firm kick to dislodge it from the nest. When the egg comes to a stop, the mother approaches and gives it another kick. The egg rolls, the mother kicks, and the egg rolls, the mother kicks, and the egg rolls. Thus, the journey homeward begins across Interstate 90.
Get out of the road, you stupid duck!
Through the woods and grasslands, and finally, to Mount Rushmore itself. Upon their arrival, the mothers instantly and simultaneously die. But it shall not be in vain, for when the Rushmorean red-speckled gossamer platypus chicks hatch a few days later, a hearty meal will await them. For the rest of the spring and summer, they will feed and grow stronger until autumn returns and nature's eternal cycle begins again.
Dunk him.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
All right, that's enough.
Are we ready to talk now?
I have nothing to say.
Suit yourself. Dunk him.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Fat bastard, we could do this all day, lard ass. Okay, bring him up.
Uh,
Now, let's try this again. We'll start from the beginning. If you sing, you stay dry. If you don't sing, you go for a swim. Got it? Good. So please, in the spirit of the season, sing me a tune, fat man. Alrighty. I'll give you an easy one to start with. Where were you on the night of December 24th at approximately 11:52 Eastern Standard Time?
You know where I was.
Of course I know. We all know, right, boys?
Yes, sir. You got it.
We want you to tell us, see? It's like a test of your veracity.
What do you want with me?
Hey, I asked the questions here, Twinkle Nose. Where were you on the night of December 24th? Refresh his memory, boys.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
No, wait. Stop, Uncle.
That'll do.
Stop, please, stop.
Are you ready to tell us where you were on the night of...
I was on the roof.
Which roof?
The roof of a large building.
A large building? Boy, you're not from around here, are you? Where are you from?
The North Pole.
The North Pole. Well, that's actually very convenient. I don't believe that the United States has diplomatic relations with that particular nation. What a shame, eh, boys?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Not that it matters for an illegal combatant like you, but I digress. Tell me, Mr. Polar Bear, do you just hang out with the penguins all year, or do you travel around?
I travel.
Have you ever been to Afghanistan?
I have.
Interesting. How about Somalia?
Yes.
Chechnya?
Yes.
Iraq?
Yes.
And what brought you to all these fine locales?
My job. It takes me all over the world.
All over the world. What is your job exactly?
Delivering toys.
Toys, eh?
Yes.
Is that terrorist speak for explosives?
Explosive? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, you see, I don't either. You say you deliver toys, yet we discovered you on the roof of the White House in the middle of the night with a sack full of little lumps of what appears to be an incendiary substance. I don't get it. Perhaps it has something to do with your piece of, what is this, parchment? It reads, George, Naughty, Dick, Naughty, Don, Naughty, Carl, Naughty, and so on. Naughty, 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 all the way down the list. Don't sound like the type of people you'd be bringing a load of toys to.
Well, they haven't been nice this year.
I see. And what do you do to people who aren't nice?
I put a lump of coal in their stockings.
You son of a bitch! Duncan, boys!
Yes, sir!
You got it!
Bring him up. Bring him up!
Listen, asshole. You're in deep shit. But you'll be in even deeper if you don't talk and talk fast. You were gonna blow every member of the administration to kingdom come, weren't ya?
No!
Don't deny it! You were gonna kill them all and slip away into the night. Not even a suicide job. Who the hell are you working for?
I work for myself.
Bullshit! We saw your buddies cut and run when they saw us nab ya. Duncan boys!
Yes, sir.
You got it.
I'm losing patience with you, roly-poly man. We know you had help in this. Who are they and where can we find them?
I...
Answer me!
It was Dasher and Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. They're on their way back to the North Pole.
What the... Douse his ass!
Yes, sir.
Oh, you got it.
I forgot Rudolph!
And again! And again!
Holy shit! Pull him out!
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, Fatso! Hey, hey! He's dead, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Damn. Third one this week. Don't make them like they used to, do they? Ah, well. Dump the body somewhere over Kandahar. Let the camel jockeys figure out what to do with him. Put out an APB for that freaky flying contraption of his. When it's found, I want you to send his accomplices to the glue factory.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, you got it.
Thanks. Have a Merry Christmas, gentlemen. I'll buy you some eggnog sometime.
Listen.
What?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That noise.
What noise?
That noise.
Which one?
The noise that just happened.
When?
Just then.
Just when?
Just now.
Just now?
Yeah, just now.
I don't hear anything now.
No, it was a moment ago.
A moment?
Just a moment before now.
There was a noise then?
Yeah.
Just a moment ago.
Uh-huh.
Just a moment before now.
Right.
Just a moment before now, there was a noise.
A noise.
Didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
Didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it.
You didn't hear the noise.
Nope.
Didn't hear it.
Nope.
You did not hear the noise.
Nope.
Christ. It's a wonder we're still alive.
Huh?
Nothing. Davey would have heard it.
Davey?
Yeah, Davey.
What'd you bring up Davey for?
He would have heard the noise.
Davey?
Yeah, Davey.
What'd you bring up Davey for?
He would have heard the noise.
What'd you bring him up for?
To make a point.
What point?
That he would have heard the noise.
I didn't hear no noise.
There was a noise just then.
When?
A moment ago.
Another one?
What?
A noise.
Yes, a noise.
A subsequent noise?
A subsequent noise?
A moment ago.
A subsequent noise.
As opposed to the initial one?
The initial one.
The initial noise.
Initial noise.
That happened a while back.
What?
There was an initial noise a while back, followed by a subsequent noise a moment ago.
No.
No?
No.
No.
There was just one noise.
One noise?
One.
One noise.
No initial, no subsequent, just one noise.
One noise.
Yes.
One noise a while back.
Several moments ago. Yes.
Moments.
Several.
There was a single noise.
A noise.
A while back, there was a single noise.
A noise.
Single noise.
A noise.
Didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it.
You did not hear it.
Nope.
Of course not.
Davey's dead.
I know.
Dead.
Yeah.
So what'd you bring him up for?
He would have heard the noise.
He can't hear it because he's dead.
He would have heard it.
But he can't.
He would have, though.
So what?
You didn't hear it?
The noise?
Davey would have.
Davey, the dead guy, would have heard the noise that I didn't.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't get it.
Fine. Shit. Did you hear that?
What?
That noise.
No, I most certainly did not hear no noise.
There was a noise.
Daddy!
Now there's a noise.
No!
Daddy!
I definitely heard that.
There was one before that.
Yeah, she said it twice.
No.
She said daddy, initially, and subsequently.
Christ almighty.
I didn't hear nothing outside of those.
Daddy, look it!
Shh, be quiet.
But Daddy, I...
Hush. How many times do I have to tell you to be quiet?
I'm sorry, I just...
Shut it.
But...
Quiet. Will you be quiet?
Take it easy, man. She's just a kid.
Just a kid, huh?
Just a kid.
Well, she's my kid.
Yeah?
My kid.
Sure.
My kid.
She don't understand.
Damn straight.
So go easy.
Easy?
Yeah, easy.
I brought you a flower, Daddy.
Flower?
Uh-huh.
Where did you get that? Where did you get that?
Well...
Where did you get that? Have you been out beyond the perimeter?
I got you.
Have you been out beyond the perimeter?
It's a flower.
Answer me.
Isn't it pretty?
You went out beyond the perimeter, didn't you?
I just...
All the flowers on this side are dead.
Daddy.
Dead, dead, dead.
I...
Dead, dead, dead.
Daddy.
Dead, dead, dead.
Stop.
Dead, dead, dead.
You're scaring me.
Dead, dead, dead.
Please.
Do you want to be dead? Huh? Holy shit. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
The noise. I definitely heard a noise.
I didn't hear no noise.
You didn't hear no noise.
Not outside of you bellowing.
I heard a noise very clearly over my bellowing.
Must be good at tuning yourself out.
I swear on my mother's grave there was a noise just then.
I didn't hear nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Maybe you should get your mother and Davy and whatever other dead things, like flowers. Yeah, get your mother, Davy, and some inside the perimeter flowers to stand guard with you. Because obviously their hearing is better than mine.
Shut the fuck up.
I bet they see a lot better than me, too.
Shut your hole before I put my foot in it.
Go ahead and try.
You want me to try?
Try it.
You want me to try it?
Yeah.
You really want me to try it?
Yeah.
You really want me to?
I want you to stop talking about it and do it.
I am gonna do it.
Then do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Bring it on.
I'm really gonna do it.
I'm waiting.
I am gonna do it, but before I do, I want you to know that I wish it was me instead of Davy that was dead, so I'd be spared the interminable inhalation of the inhuman stench arising from the torrent of horseshit spewing out of your lazy, stupid, bleeding, whining, snot-nosed, white trash, know-it-all, panty-waist ass that I'm about to kick right now.
What?
Did you hear that? Don't tell me you didn't hear that.
There wasn't nothing to hear.
Bullshit.
You're loopy, man.
You must be deaf.
From your screaming.
I wasn't screaming.
And there wasn't no noise.
What?
There wasn't no noise.
No noise?
Nope.
No noise.
You was hearing things.
Hearing things.
Hearing things.
Bullshit.
And you know what else?
What?
Davy wouldn't have heard it neither.
What?
Davy wouldn't have heard it neither.
Davy's dead.
Uh-huh.
Dead.
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 Davy's dead, and there ain't no noise.
No noise?
No noise.
No noise.
You's hearing things.
No noise. Holy Mary, Mother of Christ. They're coming.
What the?
They're really coming, goddammit.
Huh?
Get your fucking rifle, they're fucking coming.
What are you talking about?
Libby! Libby! Where the fuck is she?
What the hell is the matter with you?
Libby! This is the big one. This is the fucking big one.
Get a hold of yourself.
I knew they'd come for us someday. I told you, didn't I? Libby!
Nobody's coming.
They're not gonna take me without a fight.
There's nobody out there.
Motherfuckers. I'll show them what courage is. I'm not afraid to die for my cause. I'll show them.
Daddy!
Put the gun down.
Out of my way, Panzer. I'll take you out too.
Daddy!
I'd rather die on my feet than die on my fucking knees.
Put the gun down.
Remember the Alamo!
Put it down.
From my cold, dead hand.
Put it down.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Holy shit.
Libby? 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 No. No, God, please, no. Libby? Libby, speak to me. Libby? Libby, speak to me. Speak to me. Don't stand there. Get a bandage. Libby? God damn it. Libby, Libby, wake up, please, for the love of Christ. Libby! Libby!
Okay, let's get on with it. Who's next? But come on. Come on, Tiff. We've got 8 hours to cast this thing, 2 weeks to rehearse it, and the rest of our lives to savor it. But we can have a little fun if there's a no-show, yeah? You know. Keep putting me off, but you promised.
Dario, careful. I just painted my nails.
Sorry. Do you know Hildebrandet?
A soprano or mezzo.
Let me see. God, what a name.
Dorothy Hermione Hildebrandt.
No, no, Dario. It's Hermione. She's a bitch. Yeah. I know her. She's a soprano.
Nobody pronounces their name that way. Tiffany, remember, on the couch, you know, when you did that thing?
Be careful. Don't gum up my nails.
Right, right. Because, Tiffany, remember, we may need to make sure you're right for the love scene, you know? Do some private rehearsal, eh? Yeah? Some one-in-one coaching, eh? You know? Some French kissing for our French musical, eh? Hmm?
Excuse me. I'm Dorothy Hildebrandt.
Don't interrupt me. Never interrupt the director.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't think you knew I was here.
No, of course I knew. What's your name again?
Dorothy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here in my lap. Like the Wizard of Oz?
How did you know?
I didn't. It was a joke. Oh, well, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I...
Well, are you auditioning or not? God.
Well, yes. I have my sheet music, but...
What? Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, isn't there an accompanist?
Does this look like Broadway to you? It's fucking Beaverton, Oregon, okay? Do I look like I'm rolling in the money? I've spent all my budget on the Revolve, you know. I can't piss it away. Go ahead.
A cappella?
Smart. I like smart actors. I like that. Please.
Well, can I get my starting pitch?
Why not? What a genius. But you, Tiffany, you're gonna be great.
Yeah, you cast me, didn't you?
Baby, you'll star in every future musical we do here at the Beeve Musicals. This is gonna be the best musical theater venue in the burbs, in the state of Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest, in the country. And you'll be playing the leads in everything. Eliza Doolittle, Mata Hari, Evita, Jesus.
I'm ready.
Just a minute. So, Tiffany, what do you say? Right after her audition, okay?
Yeah? I thought we were short on time.
Time? Time? What is time when the night was made for love?
The morning, you mean.
Can I start?
Is a minute up? Didn't I say a minute? I'll tell you when to start, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just nervous.
I couldn't tell. I couldn't fucking tell. Could you? Tiffany, please. She's waiting for you.
Okay, okay.
Great. Okay. This is going to be great. Okay. Go ahead, Dorothy, Hilda, whatever. I'm ready.
I did not live until today.
I didn't either.
How can I live when we are parted?
I sure couldn't.
Tomorrow you'll be miles away.
No, baby, I won't. What happened? Oh, thank you very much. We'll call you. Come on, Tiffany. Come on, baby. Come on. Now, it's time. It's time.
Just don't touch.
Did I?
Hello. Are you the stage manager?
Oh, no. I just auditioned.
Oh, for Cosette or Eponine?
Oh, Cosette.
Hi, I'm a soprano too. Hester.
Hi, Dorothy.
I'm new in town.
Sorry.
Did you get cast?
Oh, I don't know. They said they'd call me.
Well, that's... Are they on break?
Break? I don't know. I don't think they paid any attention to me.
Wow, look at this Revolve. It must have cost a fortune.
Hey, Hester.
Yeah?
I'm sick of being treated like a soprano. I see their shop door. It's open. I'm going to pour latex paint into the gears of these things. Would you like to help? The director, Dario, he just ran off to fuck Tiffany Titler. So I guess Cosette has already been cast.
Tiffany Titler? I know her. She was in Seattle. She's awful. That asshole.
Yeah. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Les Mis without a son of a bitch will actually have to work on staging, like acting.
Tiffany Taylor is a disgrace to musical theater.
Exactly.
Let's gum up the works.
Yeah, Revenge of the Sopranos. What? Oh, some shithead yelling at one of the foster brats downstairs. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Brian. I can't deal with him. Yeah. Still, what a pain in the ass. Doesn't matter how good a fuck he is, he's not worth the trouble. I'm gonna dump him next week. Yeah, a New Year's thing. I can hear Patty coming on the Foster Witch Railroad.
Andrea? How long have you been on that phone?
Knock, Patty. Could you fucking knock? Don't I have any place in this whole goddamn house I can be absolutely alone?
There's no way to talk to her. She's just trying to help.
Your language sucks, Andrea. Dennis and I have told you the rules here, both regarding language and the phone. You've been on the phone for 2 hours.
I gotta go. See you Monday. No, second period. Science. I'm not going to P.E. Okay, bye.
And why aren't you going to P.E.?
Because I have an appointment with the counselor first period. God, could you just leave me alone?
Dinner at 5:30. Wash your hands.
I'm 14. I know I have to wash my hands. I can't take this anymore. Yes, hello. Is Mr. Effexine in his office? Thank you. Yes, I'll wait. Andrea Prowski.
You can't handle the pressure, can you, Andrea? Time you stopped dicking around, dude. Time you stopped.
What the hell is that? Who the hell are you?
Now come on, you know that time.
Oh, Mr. Effexine. Yes.
You know,
you need to get out of this house. Put me in another home.
Andrea, now come on.
I know all about the foster system. I know how long. My fifth placement. I know. And it sucks, Mr. Effexine. I just can't take this fascist bitch anymore. She's never even fucking hugged me, Mr. Effexine. Not once in a year. Neither of them. They're not parents. I want two people I can depend on to help me every day.
Andrea, give in to us. Let us take your burden. We'll take your burden. Give in to us.
We have a certain protocol down here for changing.
I know all that.
Well, Andrea, you know that it's really just,
sleep. There. That's it, honey. Take her worries. Take her sorrow. Just keep heels dug in, mother.
I gotta go, Mr. Effexine.
And I know.
Make an appointment for me, please.
Andrea.
I don't want to start the new year in this house.
Andrea, I can't.
Please.
There, Andrea. That's it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Who are you?
You know us, don't you, Andrea? You really do know, don't you? Mother, doesn't she know what we are? She doesn't want to see, my dears. She doesn't want to look at the truth. She can't admit it. That's why she needs you, Aqua.
That's why she has to become you, Pinky.
Pink, Mother. How many times I gotta tell you? Not Pinky.
Do we have to do this, Mother?
You wanna die, moron? It's either her or us.
Who's that older woman?
Just somebody, Aqua. A woman who lost her daughter to cancer a week ago, just before Christmas. She thinks she can't go on.
So she's gonna be a train ornament. Sweet.
Pink, you want us to help her, Mother? Yes, I understand. But why do we have to kill Andrea?
Andrea? Look at her. She's like a piece of fucking used toilet paper. What's the point of her going on anyhow? Her life bites big time. And if she lives, she's gonna get some kind of goddamn therapy and kill us. You wanna die?
Pink is right, honey. We have to make a sacrifice to survive. Andrea isn't happy in her life now, honey. She wouldn't be happy for a long time. Don't disappoint me, Aqua. Don't be cowardly when I need you the most. We are all in jeopardy, Aqua. Me too. Be a good girl and help Mama.
See? Come on, you fucking wuss. Get off your fucking ass and help me with Andrea. For a ghost, she's heavier than hell. Hurry, we haven't much time.
Go, dear. It's the only way. If we want to save the old woman, we have to sacrifice Andrea. If we want to survive into the new year.
Aqua, hurry!
It's not death, Andrea. Stasis. You wanted to be there anyway. That's how you were living.
I saw you on the tracks. That's all.
I'm telling you, there was a girl wandering along the side. You know, near the tracks. Like, spaced out or something. And just as the train ran off the curve by the warehouse. There. See?
Yeah, I see.
She stepped on the tracks. I'm not crazy.
Right. Yeah. I get it. Thanks, Sarge. They can't find a body, ma'am.
I'm telling you. The train hit her. Even though I tried to pull her away, I saw her fly through the air into that ravine over there. A young girl.
Patty, what? What is it? Oh, my God. She's soaking wet. This bed's even drenched. Is it a fever?
No, I was in here an hour ago and she was fine. I don't know what's wrong, but I don't need this shit now. Call the ambulance.
They charge now, don't they?
Dennis, I don't want to get sued. Call the frickin' ambulance, now.
All right, all right.
And Dr. Henderstock. Andrea, wake up. Don't do this to us. God damn it, wake up. Dennis, get me a towel too. I knew you were trouble when you came here. Wake up. Wake up! Don't you dare do this to me. Every damn holiday, there's something with you kids.
So, well, what were you doing near the train tracks?
I was just taking a walk. You know, clear my head. And I ended up here.
I see. Came to the tracks. Why don't I take you home, okay?
You don't have to do that.
It's okay, part of my job. Come on, no problem at all. Give us a chance to chat, you know?
Home? Home? I don't know.
Any place you want to go? Coffee, maybe? I mean it. Let's get out of here. I'm freezing. Aren't you? Look, I'm off in a half hour. Why don't we just go get something warm to eat together? The company would do me good. Hot soup or something. Come on.
Is she gone, Mother?
She's gone, honey. For now. She's away.
The older woman, Mama, is she okay?
No. But she'll be okay, honey. She'll get some help. some guidance. Thanks to you, my brave babies. Thanks to your effort, my sweet darlings.
You proud of us, Mama?
I'm so proud of you, my darlings. So proud. You're my babies, and you helped a lost soul in the world.
Andrea, wake up!
Ma'am, for the last time, will you please shut up? Her vital signs look better now, but I still want to go to the ER.
You got it. Be there in 2 minutes.
Where will she go, Mother?
She'll be in her head, dear. Living in her head. Someplace.
I hope she doesn't get in her way.
Poor Andrea. So lost. So alone. You can't think about her now, honey. You have to think about yourselves. Think about our resolution.
Hiya, Doc.
Hi. I saw on the computer that all her signs are good.
Here's the deal, Doc. Her signs are good, that's true. But we got there about 3 minutes after the call and everything was off the charts. Respiration, pulse, temperature, you name it.
From what?
Got me. I guess she'll scream, but I don't see nothing. We got her into the bus and her signs started to come back. By the time we got here, everything was good. But you should check her out anyway. Foster kid. The foster parent seems kind of mommy dearest.
Okay, thanks. We'll run some tests, just to make sure there are no complications.
Good. Hey, Doc.
What?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
Would that be all, sir? Just the scotch?
Yes, thank you.
Happy New Year, ma'am.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too, Buckley. And to your wife. I hope you have a great year.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Happy New Year, my backside. As if there could be anything happy about it. What the hell is this?
Oh, sorry, dear. Those are just some notes of mine. I didn't mean to leave them in your way.
God damn it, I told you I like to keep this table clean. What the hell? Symbols? Incantations? Transference? Possession? Andrea, what the hell are you doing? Wasting your time with this stupid occultism stuff? A Victorian fantasy. I told you, I have no patience for this nonsense. It's 1989. Now stop this instantly. I don't know what you're hoping to...
Martin, please. You'll wake the baby.
Well, that's not my fault. She should be in the north wing with the nanny where she belongs. I shouldn't have to come home to find her damned crib in my drawing room. Damn, it's freezing in here. What the hell does Buckley do all day? The fire's all but out.
Thanks to my occultism, as you call it, Martin. I know what plans you've made.
What? Plans? What do you mean?
I'm not an idiot, Martin. You always condescend. I know about the man you hired and about tonight's arrangement.
Have you gone mad? I've no idea what you're talking about.
No, of course you don't. A sudden emergency call to the office at 11, the unlocked door to the atrium, and your murderer with a stalking rope.
Good God. How the hell did you... Only Brimes and myself... Do you mean to tell me that you learned this from...
Yes. From my insignificant diversion.
I've nothing against you, Andrea. Really. We haven't always seen eye to eye, that's true. And we've grown apart. But you're a good wife. If I do say so myself. Really. It's just that... Well, the business...
Yes, you ran your father's mill into the ground, and now you need my inheritance to keep yourself out of jail. Oh, yes, Martin, I know. I misread all the signs when we met. I gave you my trust, and you broke my heart. As it turns out, I've made a few plans of my own, and I've been determined not to end my life here, neither in jail or dead.
Plans? What do you mean? Good God, you! What are you doing here so early?
Evening, sir. Evening, miss.
Brimes, how's your wife?
Oh, she's fine, ma'am. Thanks for asking.
You two know each other? God damn it! I've been double-crossed. Brimes, I'll double whatever she paid you. I'll triple. What the hell? Put that knife down. You can't kill anyone now. The whole thing is off.
Sorry, sir. Money is money. You said so yourself when I asked about leaving the baby without a mother.
Man,
what are you doing? Don't put that down. The baby. Think of the baby.
I'm thinking of her, Brimes. I couldn't risk that we'd be separated by the courts, and I couldn't be sure that you wouldn't kill us to remove witnesses. I took another...
Don't! Wait! Put that down! I beg of you! No! What have you done? Ma'am?
There, there, my darling. Don't cry. Mother will be with you soon.
God, ma'am, you're bleeding bad. I can't stay here. I can't. Here, hold this over the wall.
It's all right, Brimes, you go. My spirit will be inside my baby soon. Joined in spirit. She'll take me into a new life.
Don't die, ma'am. Don't die. Think of a baby. Ma'am. Andrea. Don't.
I'm here, baby. Mother's here. There, there. Be brave. We'll be together soon. Two souls fastened together with our magic. I'm with you, baby. That's right, honey. Hold my finger tightly. Hold on. I'm yours. And you're mine. You're mine. Be brave, my baby.
Be brave, my baby.
You'll take us out of this mess.
You'll take us out of this mess.
Strong, my beauty.
Strong, my beauty.
Make us proud.
Make me proud.
Make mother proud.
Make mother proud.
There.
Be brave,
there.
My baby. You'll take us out of this mess. Strong, my beauty. Make me proud.
Make mother
there.
Proud.
There.
There.
Shh.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Mother's here.
Mother's here.
Mother's always here.
Here when you...
When you...
Need me.
Need me.
You proud of us, Mama?
As you can see, the year is winding down, 2006 is barking at our heels, and it's time to say goodbye to this episode of the Sudden Radio Project and to 2005. We want to thank you all for listening this long year, and we look forward to another year of the Sudden Radio Project with you, our listeners, trying to keep your eyes open as you listen
in your beds. Before we go, we'd like to thank Barbara Genovese, Sharon Mann, James Lawrence, Greg Weber, Maya Flessis, Aimé Kelly, Steve Coppen, Daniel Flessis, and the prolific Connor Kearns, Todd Greblow, Orion Gray, and John Severin. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
oh, it's a load up.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Calacao Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.